Our lives are but a valley of two voices constantly seeking for our attention. All the battles, trials, challenges that you'll ever face in this life are but a valley of two voices. It is the voice that will reign supreme, that will determine whether you make it to the mountain peak. The voice that you adhere to, the voice that you allow to be the voice of reason in your life, that will be the determining factor of where you end up in your life. When a child is born, they are born with only one voice, the voice from the Creator. He who spoke life into the being also spoke that you are able, you can attain and achieve anything that you set your mind to. But when they arrive to mortals that have already been encircled with many, many voices throughout their lives, they start speaking into them, speaking disappointment, speaking failure, speaking all sorts of things. For we must really ascertain that when a child is born, they are a blank slate, and we as the guardians and parents are the ones who start writing the story. And if this child listens to our voices, the voices of discouragement, the voices of failure, they end up being what we speak into them. But there's something quite miraculous. The voice from the Creator never ceases to speak, no matter how much the world may try to shut it down. It may speak in a still, soft voice, but it never stops speaking. It never stops speaking. It speaks even over drug abuse. It speaks even over child abuse. It speaks even over all the voices, all the obstacles that life brings. If you can attentively listen deep within, you'll be able to hear something speaking to you that you are way more than what you think. Something speaking to you saying, you can do it. That is the voice from the Creator. That is what I call the authentic voice of reason. Not the other voices that the world has made us believe that they are the real thing. You see, challenges and obstacles that we face are not the real voice. The real voice is the one that is deep within, that is situated in the bosom of your being. Take time and attentively listen. The still voice that is within. And if you believe that, run with what it is saying, you'll be able to reach the summit, the mountain peak, where God had initially and originally ordained you to reach.